Lord Jesus Christ, Messiah, Prince of Peace, we call upon you. We call upon you. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. We're hungry. We're needy. We're so blind that we can't even tell when we're needy. Fill us up right now with your presence, God. Make your presence near to us. Anyone listening, bless them with you right now, God. Bless them. In your name, Jesus, the worship and the glory and the praise all goes to you and you alone. Amen. Oh, this is just a quick thought. This is Michael Ryan with Knowing Jesus. And, have you taken the time today to worship God? Have you set time apart in your day to give him the praise that's due? Please don't wait till Easter to recognize what he's done on the cross. How about right now? How about right now? You know what? He's given you such a good gift. Such a good gift. And you can take advantage of his gift. He's given you the gift of his Spirit. If you have the Spirit of God, you've been born again, you've trusted the gospel, and you're a new creature. But just because you're a new creature, just because you're born again, doesn't mean you're being led by his Spirit. It doesn't mean that you're being filled by his Spirit. I'm encouraging you, please, stop what you're doing, put it down, and worship Jesus. Invite him to fill you up. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And anyone who hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into them and dine with them." Please let Jesus Christ sit in your heart and fellowship with you. It's important. This is something that you have to really trust the Lord to do every day. I mean, if you thought the walk was about an occasional attention to the things of God, if your Christian walk is about going to church on Sunday and reading when you can, I mean, God still saved you and he loves you, but there's more. I mean, if anyone's been listening to my messages for a time here, you'll see that I'm encouraging anyone listening that there's an abundant life that God has intended, and I don't want you to miss out on it. I know I did, and I don't want it for you. What makes heaven heaven? What makes heaven heaven is the presence of God in our midst, right before our eyes. You can have that today if you would just take the time. Sometimes Satan is here to steal, kill, and destroy. But honestly, I believe that there are believers he doesn't even need to work on, because they're already allowing the distractions, the worries of this life, and all the other things from stealing and killing and destroying their fellowship with Jesus, their devotion to Jesus. Is that you? If it is, the guilt is not a guilt trip. It's saying, please, I'm encouraging you, put the things down. I know they're important to you, but when you sit and get a taste of the presence of God, your perspectives will change. I don't have to know what you're going through in your life, but I do know that the presence of God will make a difference. I don't know how it will make a difference. I don't know what kind of fruit he's going to bear in you, but just get in on the presence of God. And if you want to get in on the presence of God, Jesus Christ, Son of God, the Messiah, the Good Shepherd, you've got to worship him. You've got to beg him for his Holy Spirit to fill you. Seek, ask, knock. And he will give you his Holy Spirit. So, it's all for you. It's all waiting for you. He is good. He is good. He is good. Blessed are those who trust the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our good shepherd. and he'll reveal things to you. So I'm excited for you. Go praise the Lord, worship him, lift him up, bless his name, thank him for the cross. Think about his humility. Think about the way he died on the cross for you. Think about how he humbled himself to the point where he was God and expected nothing. He was born in a barn. He got tired. He got hungry. I mean, he did all these things. He humbled himself for you. Meditate on that. Praise him. What is he doing in your life now? Oh, I'm having a bad year. I'm having a bad day. Okay, but what has he done for your salvation? Ask him to open your eyes and to see what he's done for you now as well. Because he's working presently. I mean, our salvation is amazing. But what he's even doing things now. Blessed is the Lord our God who daily loads up his benefits. That's what it says in the Psalms. So he's doing things right now. Ask him to open your eyes to his presence and his work in your life, please. Okay, so that's just a quick thought for you. A quick piece of encouragement. Praise and worship your Jesus Christ right now. Amen.